we'll do in Maimorim Malukit in Chele Gimel. This is the 42nd Maimor. This is Lahovin, the Maimor Lahovin Inyan Rashbi. The Rebbe said this on Lag BaOmer Tavshin Mem Hei, and later on it says that it was published in the Kuntres Lag BaOmer Tavshin Mem Ches. This was in honor and towards the Lag BaOmer, which is coming up, and it was dated on Pesach Sheni, the year of Hakil in Shnas Tavshin Mem Ches, is when they published this Maimer. And as said, the Rebbe said this Maimer that was in Lag BaOmer Tavshin Mem Hei. B'Seayta D'Shmaya Lag BaOmer Tavshin Mem Hei. Lahovin Inyan Rashbi. To understand the concept, what is Rab Shimon Bar Yochai? Hine Yadua HaMaimer De Lag BaOmer Shel Admur Maharash. It's known, the Maimer of Lag BaOmer, of the Rebbe Maharash. The Rebbe makes in the note here that this was in the Hemshech of the Hecherim Tofresh Lamed Aleph, but the Rebbe says it's likely that this Maimer, even though it's in the Hemshech, but it probably had an opening and an end that intertwined into the main Maimer. So what we have, we don't have the opening and the end, it's one Hemshech, but there must have been an Hemshech, an opening and end over there. So the Rebbe says, so what do we see in that Maimer? Of the Baal HaHayro Delechat Chilaribar, the one who gave the lesson that you go over to begin with, Delechat Chilaribar, that we find in the Zohar, which is the Sefer of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Shashib Chues Rab Shimon Bar Yochai B'Shvoch Ibn Roim, that they praise Rab Shimon Bar Yochai with such wondrous praises. As for example, Rabbi Yehuda have korele Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda would call Rabbi Shimon Shabbos. And then we find in the Man Pnei Odin Hodin Dorashbi, that we find in the Zohar Chelik Beis, that when it says Pnei Hodin Hashem, you have to see the face of the Master Hashem, says that this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the extent of praises that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Odin Hashem. So Yuvon Ze Meinyan Hashvachim Shem Mishapchim Nesabed Yisborach. We can understand this from the praises that we praise the Creator, the Blessed Creator. Chayr Tomuha, because seemingly this is surprising. Does he then bless it? Does Hashem bless it? Need our praises? Why are we praising Hashem? Why does Hashem really need us? It's known the biur in this. The Rebbe brings from the Shoyrish Mitzvah Tefillah from the Tzemach Tzedek. The liyos shekol ha'olam oishem be'ein arich elov yizborich. Since all the worlds have no comparison to him blessed at all, there is no real relationship between Hashem and the world. And when Hashem gives a flow to the world, this is a descent to Hashem relative to him blessed. So lochein, and therefore, b'chdei la'oirer etzla yizbarech harotzin lehashpia ba'oilomois, in order to arouse, to awaken, by him blessed, by Hashem, the desire to give the flow in the world. This ain't arich. Why would he descend to give a flow here? So we need to sort of arouse this, or he should want to give the flow in the world. Hu al yidei hashavachim. That is through the praises That's the way. So it turns out Hashem doesn't need our praises, but we need the praises because we need Hashem to be Mashpia. The way Hashem is Mashpia is through our Shvach. Zehu Masham Razal, this is what the sages of blessed memories, the Gemara in Bracha, says that La'olam Yisadir Odom Shvach Yishol Mokum V'achakach Yispal. A person should always set up the praise of Hashem and then daven. Dagam shetfilohi mitzvas asei min haTorah levakish strachov meHakadosh Baruch Hu. Although that davening prayer is a mitzvah asei, it's a positive mitzvah to ask our needs from Hashem. There's nothing about praising Hashem, saying the shvachah shel mokim. Davening is a command to ask the need from Hashem. When the Torah commands you, that means the Torah is giving you the strength. Why should we need to praise Hashem before we daven? Hashem says we should daven. That means that the Torah gave us the strength to daven. Nevertheless, first, there needs to be setting up the praise of Hashem. Sha'al yidei zeh, through this, me'oirim etzla yizborich harotzin lehashpia tzorche hamishabeach. Through that, we arouse, we awaken, by him blessed, the will, the rotzin, to give the flow for the needs of the one who is praising. Val derech zeh, so this explains why we praise Hashem. In a similar way, it's also as it relates to Rav Shimon Yochai, shemitzad oitzemalos eishel Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, because of the tremendous advantage of Rav Shimon Yochai, agab eishar hatanoim relative to the other tanoim, shahoya muvdal mehem beoifen deinaroich, he was distinguished from them in an uncomparable way, no comparison between the other Tanoim and Rav Shimon Yochai. Lochein, and therefore, bichdei le'oyder hashefa shaloi, in order to arouse, wake up the flow of Rav Shimon Yochai, hutzruchu l'shapchoi, they needed to praise him. By praising him, they were able to arouse for Rav Shimon Yochai to be mashpia. B'yeshloimar, Rebbe says, we can say, the mashe kosu b'hamaymer, the inyan shivchei Rav Shimon Bar Yochai yuvan me inyan shvachei shel mokim. Why does the maymer say that the idea of the praise of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, why we need to praise him, we can understand it from why we praise Hashem? Ubenoisav ab al havo esrai. In addition, that's just evidence, just like here, same thing here. That when you are trying to arouse a flow which is not comparable, you need praises. That's not the only reason. But also to demonstrate the uncomparison, how we cannot compare the other Tanoim to Rav Shimon Yochai, who bedugmas says similar ha'ein aroich the nivra lebeida, similar to the uncomparison of a creator to his created. That's how far Rav Shimon Yochai was from the other Tanoim. Zehu gam mashakosu b'maimer. This is also what the maimer says. Show you meshapchim oisoi b'shvachim neiroim. They praised him with awesome, wondrous, noiro, praises, the Loshun noiro, the language of noiro, moira linyan shomuvdol be'erech legamri, that shows that this is like something which is totally distinct, no comparison at all, noiro. At shemat lema becomes awesome, fearful, Loshun moira, noiro becomes like moira's Freya, an awe, an ema. this is the distinction from Rav Shimon bar Yochai from the other Tanoim, and they had to praise him in order to be able to bring down by giving him this awesome, fearful to the extent praises. So what is the idea? The Pasuk says in Micha Pedik Vav Pasuk Beis, V'ho Eisonim, the strong ones, Moizdei Oretz, those who are the foundation of the land. The word Eisonim is Oisyeis Tanoim. To say that the Eisonim, who are the powerful ones? Who are the Eisons? That is the Tanoim. And they are the Moizdei Oretz, they are the foundation of the land. Heim HaMiyazdim, as HaTeidah Shabbat, they found the land. The land is Teidah Shabbat, the Oral Torah. They are the one that found it, Shemikras B'Shem Eretz, which is called by the name of Eretz, the Teidah Shabbat. Hainu, that means Shemamshich B'Chinas Eison B'Teidah Shabbat. That means that they draw down the Eison. That's what the Tanoim do. They bring down Eison in the Teidah Shabbat. They strengthen the oral Torah. So we can say Shamashochas Eison LaHatanoim. Who draws down this level of Eison to the Tanoim, that they bring it in the Torah Shabbat Peh? Who Al Yidei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? That is done by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So who Hoyo Hamemutza Bein Bchinas Eison LaHatanoim? He was the intermediary between the level of Eison and the Tanoim. Kimavur Barucha Ba'amaymer, as explained at length in the Maymer, how the position of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was as an intermediary between the Tanoim and the level of Eison. The Eison and the Tanoim came through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So what is the idea? To explain the idea, Hashayich is the Bechinas Eison Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The connection of Eison to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Hine Yedua, it is known, the Eison Koyal Etzem HaNeshama, that Eison refers to the essence of the Neshama is Eison, which is Bechinas Yechida, the level of Yechida. From the five levels of the Neshama, the level of Yechida, the highest level of the Neshama, is the Eison of the Neshama. Shehi Meyuchedes Be'Elokus B'Tachlis HaYichud, which is tied, united with godliness in total unity, the level of Yechida is the level which is totally united with godliness. Zuhi Hashaychus the Eison the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and this is the connection of Eison Rav Shimon Yochai. Ki Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Hoya Betachlis Hayichud, because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was in total unison, united with Hashem. Kamoi Shomar Al Atzmoi, as he said about himself, as quoted in the Zohar, Ano Simono Ba'almo, I'm just a sign, I'm nobody. He was just a sign for godliness. He was no entity for himself. He was totally united with the Ein Sof. As he said, Bechad in Gut Kutshobricho. Bechad Ketiro is Katarno Baby Kutshobricho. In one knot, in the same knot, I'm knotted with Kutcha B'Richu Hashem, Be Yachido, with him I'm united, Be Lahito, with him I'm after going Lohut, Lohut Be Yizdabkus, with him I connected, which is the Loshon and the Zohar. Kemavur Ba'oris Amur, but my father, the Rebbe, says in Likutei Levi Yitzchok, explains Inyan Gimel HaLashonis, the three languages which represent his union his tie to Hashem beyachido beylehito and beyizdabkas. So abit lva yichud shemitzada yichida. That is level that Rashbi says, this is the level of the bittul that comes from the level of yichida. This is also that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was the source of the inner Torah, which is Rozin de Eiraisa. That's the secrets of Torah. Shehem Nishmose de Eiraisa, which is the soul of Torah. V'rozin de Rozin, Shehem Nishmose de Nishmose. Not just the secrets, but the secrets of the secret. A deeper level in secrets, which is the soul of the soul of Torah. So when you say the soul for the soul, that includes also the level of Yechida, that in the level of Yechida is the soul of the soul, and that is the Pnimius HaToyra, which Rashbi was the source of, that is the soul and the Yechida of Torah. Not only this was when he studied the Pnimius HaTorah, and that he gave to us the Pnimius HaTorah, which is the Yechida, but Eloshagam Limud HaNigla Shaloi. Even when he studied the revealed part of Torah, Shebezeh HaYoroiv Limudei. This was most of his study, was in the revealed part of Torah. He also learned the revealed part of Torah in a way that you study the inner part of Torah, which means Hamshochas Elokus Mil Maila Lamato, to draw down godliness from above to below. That is how he studied Nigla, to bring down godliness below. The Hine. What is the difference between the revealed part of Torah and the inner part of Torah? Is shenigla de Torah nislapsho bidvorim gashmi. The revealed part of Torah is dressed up in physical matters bichdei levarer birurim, in order to sort out the sorting outs which is in the physical matters. Mashein kim pnimius haTorah. As opposed to the inner part of Torah, he lemailo mihis slapshus, is beyond dressing up in gashmius. Balimud hu deprimis haTorah, and the study of the inner part of Torah be iker loy bichdei levare birurim. It's mainly not in order to sort out things that need to be sorted out, kiim, but rather lahamshich hayris olyanim, to bring down the supreme lights. So this is ordinarily the chilik between Nigla and Pnimius HaTorah. But by Rav Shimon bar Yochai, gam b'limud ha-Nigla, even in his study of the revealed part of Torah, heir ha-Pnimius, the inner was shining there. Ad shegam limud ha-Nigla sheloi hoyo, to the extent that also his study of Nigla was Hamshochas Elokus. Milmailo. Hamshochas Elokus from above. So who are Ilui Rav Shimon? So in his Nigla, he was not so much being Mevarer Birurim, but it was to be Mamshech Elokus Milmailo, to draw down godliness from above. And this was the advantage of Rav Shimon Yochai of all the Tanoim. The Chol HaTanoim, because all the Tanoim, Iker Oskam Hoya Oy Ben Nigla De Toiro Oy Ben Nistar De Toiro. Their main occupation was either the revealed part of Toiro or the hidden part of Toiro. The Rav HaTanoim, Iker Oskam Hoya Ben Nigla De Toiro. They mostly was occupied with the revealed part of Torah. The Morei Kabbalah Ma'otim Hoyu, the Morei Kabbalah were few in number. Rav Yehuda Kula Tanoi Benizikin, to the extent that Rabbi Yehuda, all of his learning was in Ezekiel. So most of the Tanoim, their occupation was in the revealed part of Torah, because the More Kabbalah, the masters of Kabbalah, were few. Mo'otim hoyu. But Rabbi Yehuda, kulu tanui ben Ezekiel nava. Rabbi Yehuda, his entire study was in the Nezikin. So he was certainly involved in entirely Nigla the Torah. The chelek ze shebetoyre nisla b'dvorim achi tachtoinim, that portion of Torah has been dressed up in the very lowest shebeolam hazeh hagashmi gufe, within this physical world itself. That portion of Torah, the Nizikin, because you're talking about damages, so that means in the very thick and low parts in this world itself, in Yoni Nizikin, matters of damages, Tainus Shel Sheker V'chulu, and arguments of falsehood, etc. Bichdei Levarer Gam HaNitzoytze Shebidvorim Elu, in order to sort out the Nitzotzeis in these matters as well. So this was the majority of the Tanoim. And there was some. And then there was Ve'elu She'iker Oskam Hoye Minister de Torah, and those that their main occupation was the esoteric part of the Torah, which is Maise Merkava, the act of the chariot of Yecheskel. Lo Hoye Oiskim Benigla Kol Kach, they did not occupied themselves so much in the revealed part of Torah. K'moi Rav Nechunya ben Hakoneh, like Rav Nechunya ben Hakoneh, Shechiber Sefer Hakoneh, he authorized the Sefer Hakoneh, and Harei B'Niglo the Torah Muvo Mimendo Rak Ma'at, only very little has been brought in Niglo the Torah from the Sefer Hakoneh. So he was mainly in esoteric, mainly in the hidden part of Torah. Mashein ken Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but as opposed to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, he was in a noisef al zeh she'oske b'pnimis ha-Torah. In addition to the fact that his occupation in pnimis ha-Torah, hoi b'ofen nayla har b'yoser, was on a whole another level. He was like one in his generation. The Rebbe quotes here from in Nister, and from the Maimer of the Mittler Rebbe, Him Shichoir the Pnimis Gam Nigla. But on top of that, he extended the light of Pnimis also in the revealed part of Torah. Kiyedua, as it's known, Beinyan Mochatzti Vani Erpo. Hashem says, Mochatzti, I am the one that made the mechitza, and I will heal, I will sort of fix it. Shal yidei Rav Shimon bar Yochai nisrapo v'nisbatla mechitza, that through Rav Shimon bar Yochai was healed, and the partition was nisbatl shebein galya de Torah l'sosim deraisa, between the revealed part of Torah and the esoteric, hidden part of Torah. V'ad shehanigla v'hanister himcha, to the extent that the revealed and the hidden part of Torah become totally one. So the difference between Rav Shimon bar Yochai is that he encompassed both the nigla de Torah and the nister de Torah. And the Rebbe earlier in the Ha'are 27 says that Torah is also mevarer. But it's mevada b'derech memela when you learn Torah, but it has to dress up in yonim gashmim. But nister the Torah, Kabbalah doesn't dress up at all, and that's the chiluk between nigla and nister. But the advantage of Rav Shimon bar Yochai that he combined the nigla the Torah together with nister of Torah. So now that we explained that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was on a such a higher level, the level of Yechida, And he was able to also fix the mechitza, mechatzti v'nierpa, to bring together nigla nister yuvon. So based on this, we'll have to say yuvon sha'ilu the Reb Shimon bar Yochai al kol atanoim, that the advantage of Reb Shimon bar Yochai over all the tanoim, who ilu shebein aroich, it's an elevation which is uncomparable. Shalachein, and therefore, b'chdei la'oyer hashefa mimenu, in order to awaken, arouse the flow from him, hutzruchu l'shabchoi, they needed to praise him. Why is it such a great ein aroich? Because he's the level of yechida. The level of yechida is ein aroich to the rest. The hinei ha'ilu di yechida al nefesh ruach neshama mechaye. The advantage, the elevation of yechida over nefesh ruach neshama mechaye, hu ilu shebein aroich. It's an advantage which has no comparison. Ukamuvan gami zesh nikras yechida loshen yochid. Also, we can understand that just by the name, we call it Yechida, which has the Lashon Yochid only. The Toyer Yochid, when you say the language, the description of Yochid, Moira, this point, there's no second. He's only, and there's nothing else. When you say Echod, Echod, it can be Echod, but it can be Sheni. When you do Yochid, it means only. So why do we call it Yochid? Because even though the Agam Shegam Yechida in Nitzutz Nivra, also Yechida is a spark of a created being. It's not the creator, but rather it's a Nivra, it's created. V'chol Hei Hadargis, and all five levels, Gam Yechida, including Yechida, Sheyochim La'Nefesh, Shemislabeshes Bahaguf, are connected to the nefesh that dresses up in the body. Uba'oifen, the shame, that it's a name. They belong to the nefesh. We have a name for it. Kimaimer chamisha shemus nikrulo, as we say, that five names in the Bereishis Rabba are called la nefesh shebeguf. It's the nefesh in the body. So, we call it Yochid, but it's still a Nitzutz Nivra, not Boire, but Afal became. Harinyona shel Yechidahu. What is the concept? What is Yechidah do? Shinyonu mashibetoy boy mislabish Nitzutz Boire. That its matter, what is it? It's that the spark of the Creator gets in the Nivra, that's Yochid. That the Boire comes in the Nivra, in that spark, that's the Yochid in the Yochid, the Eibishter in the level of Yochida. From this we can understand, this is by an individual soul. But we can understand when we talk about of the general level of Yochida, which is the Klolus HaYishtalshlus, of all of Ishtauslos, Mikolski in the Torah, we talk about Yechida, what the Torah's Yechida is. She nailis be'ein aroich, that is the Yechida of Torah, Yechida of Klolos Ishtauslos, but Yechida of Torah, she nailis be'ein aroich, that it is elevated without any comparison, afilum in Ishmosa deraisa, even from the soul of Torah. Balachas kama v'kam megufa deraisa, certainly. So much more from the body of Torah. The nigla, the Torah, that's the body of Torah. The nister of Torah is nishmosi deraisa. But the yechida of Torah is much higher. The body of Torah, hainu ha-haloch is the Torah. Those are the lochas of Torah, shenikroim. We call them gufei Torah. We call them the bodies of Torah. So since he was in such a high level, in order to wake up, arouse the flow of Shimon Bar Yochai, b'chinas Eison Yechida, which is the level of Eison Yechida, especially the inner of it, when want to arouse the level of Eison, the level of Yechida, and especially the Pnimius Shabbosah, the Pnimius meaning that is not Shahelem Shalitzedech Atzmai, that's within the Pnimius, it's not hidden, just not to reveal, which would be a level in Helem, but this is a Helem for himself, Litzedech Atzmai, as brought down over there in Hemshech Behecherim, the Rebbe points in. So that this should extend in the study of Torah, in Nigla the Torah, in revealed Torah, Adla Nizikin, as he said before, within the Torah, within the world, this is in the lowest level. That Anoyim Shalimut Shalahem Hoyeboifun the Islapshu, so we should want to bring down that level to the Tanoim whose study was, they learned Torah in a way that it was be his slapshus, that the to dress up in, as we said before, Shimer Bar Yechoi just brought down godliness, even the Nigla de Torah. The Tanoim, they brought it down into the Gashmi. So in order to bring it down to Tanoim, whose learning was by even the slapshus, they dressed up in the Nezikin or in the, even in the other parts of Nigla, Levare Birurim, to sort out the Birurim. Hutzlichu l'shabchoi, they needed to praise him. Kibichdei li'oirir hashpo shebein aroich. Because when you're coming to wake up a flow which is not comparable, wa'idei k'dimus hashpochim k'nal, those are through by introducing first the praises I've mentioned earlier. But now we have another problem. Since he was so distinct and he was so higher, so what did these praises mean to him to be able to bring him down lower? And Emerson, this is talking the question that we have. What is the purpose of praising Hashem? How could our praise of Hashem really be meaningful to Hashem that our praises bring him down? But we need to understand, since he was distinguished in comparison than all the other Tanoim, how were their praises impacted him? Until to arouse and to renew the flow to them. And more even, it's not understood me in Hashvachim, the idea of praises shemishapchim as habayda, that we praise Hashem the Creator. Bichdei loyder harotzin lashpil in nivroim, to arouse the desire, the will of Hashem to give the flow to the created being. Hare hisoyder du sarotzin hu baatzmus oyden sof shelamaylo mayishtauslus. Where is this desire, the arousal to for this will, is in the essence of the oyden sof, which is higher than ishtauslus. As understood from, explained in many places, what do we accomplish through the praises? We arouse the will that it should draw down and dress up in the spheres. That's why we have the praises. And that rotzin is in the atzmos. So, how is it apply that our praises yitfasu mokem ba'atzmus oirin sof, to take up place, they're meaningful when we talk about the atzmus oirin sof? What is our praises worth? Why would the Eibishter want to have a rotzen to be mashpia, to make the yirida, because where he's being praised? V'yidua inyan bozeh, so it's known the idea about this. This, that the elevation of the mayim nukvim, the feminine water, of the created being, which includes the idea of praising Hashem. So how come it arouses the hamshocha? How does it affect Hashem? What is our mayim nukvim, our praises, koyle hashvachim? Why is it? This was something that went up in Hashem's will. Titfes Mokam Etzli, that the elevation of the Mayim Nukvim of the created being should take place by Hashem. Yeah, it's meaningful to Hashem. It's not that their essence is meaningful. Hashem decided, His will is that it should be meaningful to Him. Not only does it take up place meaningful, but to the extent that through bringing up the feminine waters, the Mayim Nukvim, of the Nivrei, the creation, this should bring about a change in the light. For it to be extended below to a place which is totally uncomparable. Although on his own he's distinct from it. So we can say the explanation. How does this taka happen? Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to have a dwelling place below, and taka the idea, the inyan is Abahu Lamai Lamatam, the idea I had, the desire, is taka beyond the reason. Kimai Merad Murazok, and as the Alter Rebbe said, if a taiva is king kashya, then you have a desire, it's not a question. Why? This is the taiva. Hine li yosha taiva vatainuk de lamailo. Since the desire and the delight of above, who did a betachtoinim, to have a dwelling place below, betachten shein tachten lamati yimena, in a low, that there's nothing lower than it. Lochein halo asmanda nivroim. That's why the elevation of the mayim nukvim, the feminine water, the serusa, the latata of the created being, tanivroim poyelas ba'oir, it impacts the light. And that's why it changes it. Not only is it meaningful, but it can change around, that the oir should come down lamata. V'lechoyre yesh lohoysev. There is a seemingly we could add, that the majority, almost all of the praises, when we organize the praise of Hashem in the verse of song that preceded the davening, they're mostly about Hashem's flow in the created being. So, in addition, why do we praise Hashem in His Hashpoa? Because we should praise Him with what we're asking for. In addition, in a noise of lozeh shashavach tzorich liyis mein hashefah shereitzim lo'irer, that the shevach, the praise, needs to be somewhat of the flow that we're trying to arouse. So we have to praise Him with that. Ubudei la'irer hashpah l'mat, in order to arouse that flow below, tzorich liyis hashvachim binyan zeh, the praises have to be in that same matter. Through the fact that we praise before Hashem blessed, we praise to Him His flow, what Hashem gives us to the Nivroim below. So that way we arouse and we reveal the light in the Dirib Tachtoinim. And that's when we praise Him with that, we reveal that l'chadchila, that this is His taiva, by talking about His flow to the Nivroim. Val derech zeh, and in a similar way, Hugam b'yin ha-shvachim d'rashbi, is about the praise of Shem ben Yochoy. The zeh shal yidei ha-shvachim, the fact that through praising, oiru sheyum shech ha-shefa shaloi, they are woken, they are aroused, that His flow should be extended, bechinas eison yichida, the level of eison yichida, belimud ha-toyre da-tanoim, in the study of Torah of the Tanoim, shalimud shalahem hoyin levarer birurim. They learn to sort out birurim, but to be mamshich, His flow of a lakus in their learning, hu mitzad ha-yisrein shebinyone b'inyan ha-birurim al inyan ha-giluyim. That is because there is the advantage in the idea of sorting out more than the idea of Giluyim. The Rotzen Batainuk Shalemailo who be in Abirurim Davke, because the wishes and the delight of above is Davke the in Abirurim. And that's how we can get Rav Shimon Choti Mashpia. The Zohu Mashakosu Vohisonim, which is Oisheis Tanoim Moisde Oretz. The Eisonim, the Tanoim Moisde Oretz. Eretz Meloshin Rotzo. It's Rotzo. Meaning that the Rotzin of Hashem and the yearning of Hashem is in Oretz. Is Dafke de Bimavarer. Eretz Meloshin Rotzo. Yiseirim Azush Eretz Shayich Gamlit Shuka. That is also a yearning, not just want, more than Kamesha Kosuf. Pakad toho oretz vatishekikeho. That you remember the land vatishekikeho, the lotion of teshuka, the yearning. Dorotz in vutshuka vetainuk shalamailo. The will, the yearning, and the delight of above. Uba oretz davke is davke to bring it down in oretz. Bibiru dvorim agashmi by sorting out the physical matter. Ubifrat bibiru inyonim de nizikin, especially to sort out nizikin, which is the lowest, which is falsehoods, which is talking about damages. That is through the tanoim, and that's the advantage. That's what Hashem really wants, and that's how you can be goyim to ask Rav Shimon bar Yochai to arouse him to be mashpia. And by extending and drawing down the light of the inner part of Torah, which is higher than the idea of Torah, which is sorting out, which is Torosoi, Shel Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that's Rav Shimon bar Yochai's Torah, which is Hamshocha, not Biruim. Lohoi Soni Mois the Oretz, to bring it down to the Tanoim, to be able to found and to bring it down in the land. That way, to them extends an addition, not just that they're getting hamshachas oil, but their birurim are benefiting. Gambi in habirurim, they can do the birurim better. That way, when it comes down, this actually brings an elevation in the oir, the oir that comes down. Ki yisrein ha'oir hu min biru rachoshech. When the Rashbi's light comes down to the Tanoim, that light gets the advantage that when it comes min rachoshech, from biru rachoshech, that the Tanoim do lemata, v'loyoid, not just that, elo sha'idei she'nimshach lo yisonim mois de oretz, but through the being nimshach to the yisonim, the mois de, the founding of the land, inyan habirurim, and through that, they get ha'shefad Rav Shimon bar Yochai, by the tanoim, the mois de oretz get of Rav Shimon bar Yochai shefa, oir shel maila min inyan habirurim, the light which is higher than birurim, Yeshnam Beis Hamailas. They get, therefore, the two advantages. Hamaila Deir Yosher, the mile of the straight light, which is from Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Hamaila Deir Choy is the mile of the light that returns, that is through the Birurim. Val Derech La'asov HaTzadikai B'tyuv, that's getting the Tzadikim to do Tshuva. So the Tzadik has also the mile of Tshuva. Hamaila De Tzadikim, Hamaila De Tshuva, the mile of Tzadikim, the mile of Tshuva. This is accomplished when you bring down to the Eisonim, Mois de Oretz, from the Shefa, the Birurim of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, from the Ashpoel, Adam Shoch Elkus, from Rav Shimon bar Yochai into their Avoida. So besides getting the Adam Shoch, their Birurim benefit, and they get the advantage of both their Yosher and their Chayzer through their Avoida. Oisei, yes, Likasher Zei Maimen HaZoyar. So this idea that to bring together the Tanoim, which is Milmata Lamailo Birurim, with the Hashpoe of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, which is Milmailo Lamata, the Hashpoe Likis, to get the both, like Asovet Tzadikai B'Tiyufta, will also tie in Maimer HaZoyar with the saying of the Zoyar. That Zim Nochodo Havo Tzorich Almo Lemitra. There was one time the world needed rain. Also, Lekamed Reb Shimon. So they came before Reb Shimon and Reb Yesi V'Reb Chizkiya and Reb Yesi V'Reb Chizkiya V'Shar Chavarayu and the rest of the group to ask for the rabbis to pray, for the Tanoim to pray. V'Yidei Shedorash Lohem B'Posuk Hine Matoiv V'Anoim Sheves Achim. Goimer, when he gave a drosha, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, on the verse, Matoiv Umanoim Shevesachim Gam Yochad. So, Yorad Motor. Then the rain started to come down. Mavuer Bidrushad Murat Tzemach Tzedek Vad Mur Maharash. So it's explained in the Maimorim of the Tzemach Tzedek Maharash. The Hagam Sherashbi Himshich Yiridus Hageshomim Al Yidei Amiras Toiro. So although that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai drew down the descendant of rain by through his saying of Torah, which was in a way milmailu lamato, from above to below, mikol makoyim ho yotzarich lozegam halo asman, it still needed the elevation of the mayim nukvim, the feminine waters, the sarusa de latata, the hachavrayo of the group and the praises that they praised Rabbi Shimon. That way they impacted an advantage in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Just similar to the idea, from my students I get more than everything, they impacted an elevation in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We can say specifically that this happened with regards to rain. That they brought down the rain is this connection to Liridas Geshomimhi is to rain is kibemotor kisiv, because with regards to the rain it says kiloi himter goimer, Hashem did not have it rain. V'odem ayin lavid esoadoma, since there was nobody to serve and work the land, Hashem didn't bring down the rain. The yiridas hamotor hu al yidei avodas odom, because it's the avod of odom that brings rain. Ubefrat al yidei avodas hatshuva, specifically. Which service of man, which Allah Asman, which is Arusa de Letato, especially the service of Teshuvah. Kemai Merazal al Haposik, as the sages say on the verse, Yaroif Kamotor Likhi. So, with regards to rain, it says Yaroif. Yaroif means the back breaking. Shavru Habriyas es Orpon. When they break their backs, Yarif, the back breaking labor, then Miyad Motor Yored, rain comes down, which means the Saruso de Letato, that brings about the rain. Mirida Samotor al Yidei Amidas Toyrod, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Milmailu Lamato. So through the rain coming down through the Toyrod of Shimon Bar Yochai, which came from above to below, which is the avoid of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And then, v'alo asman di talmidov, and the bringing up of the mayim nukvim of his students, which is milmato lemailo. So like we said before, hoyu beis hamailos, it was the two advantages. Hamailo di tzadikim v'amailo bal tshuva, the advantage of tzadikim and bal tshuva. So there is a special connection to rain, and when there is the level of both Milmailo Lamato, which is the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Milmato Lamailo, the praise that the other Tanoim gave for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you have the combination of these two avodas of Tzadik and the Mal Bal Tshuva. And the Rebbe says, V'lechori yesh lohisim. We can also, seemingly, we can add to it, the Hamshoch Asa Shefa de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that to bring down this flow of Rav Shimon bar Yochai b'chinas Eison, which is the level of Eison Yechida. That's the level of the Yechida of the Neshama. So to bring down, when we say that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was the Memutza, to bring it down to the Eisonim are the Tanoim, Moisdei Eretz, that are the foundation of the land, the Inyan HaBirurim, Bishul Inyan HaBirurim, to, because of the Birurim, so we bring down also this Milmailo Lemato to the Tanoim from the Shef of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, so that the Birurim can be in even in a greater way. This is similar to what's explained elsewhere with regards to the Yechid of the Nefesh. The Rebbe explained this is in Kuntres in Yonish Alteres HaChassidus Yibbeis. So what this explains, the Zeh Shayichida Mispashetes Bedalad Amoisov Shel Odom. We say that the level of Yechida expands into the four cubits of the person, and if there is a object, he's koine it. Shalachain dalad amis shal odom koines loy b'chol mokem, and therefore the four cubits of a person will acquire for him in every place, as the Gemara says in Baba Metzia. So if there is a hefker object lying within four amis, he acquires it because the yechida expands, even if he didn't know about it, and he gam shalei medaita, even without his knowledge, he still can hudavke bichdei lichnois chefetz shemunach bohem. That is only for the purpose, in order to acquire an object that is laying over there. And that's why there may make a difference, the Rebbe says, in the Ha'ore, between that maybe by Geneva or Bechid Matona, there's an halacha, there could be an issue over here. This is Aknoas Dover Gashmi Shemechutz Lo'odom L'Rishusei Shal Ha'odom. That is something which is out of the domain of the person to the domain of the person. But that wouldn't apply to Geneva or something like that. B'chdei levarrei ulezachichoy al yidei sheishtamish boi l'shem shamayim, so that he can sort it out and refine it by using l'shem shamayim. So what's that connection to the yichida of the person which gives him these four amas? Ki habirur d'dvorim gashmim davke. Because the sorting out of this physical matter, magia ba etzem, that touches the etzem. Well, derech zehu gam b'yichida de toiro, toiros rashbi. Also the yichida of toiro, which is toiros rashbi, shehim misoireres v'nimsheches. How do you get that yichida, the level of toiro, yichida of toiro, b'shvil inyan habirurim, for the inyan habirurim. So, this is the way to get the Eison to the Eisonim to be mevarer the world, because the Gashmis, the matters are the ones that are me'oirer the Yechida to come down. Above. Vapikol anal yuvon, so all of the above will understand. What was the praise uses? What did they say that they praised Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Shemevi b'hamaymer, that brings the maymer b'chdei le'oirer es ha'hashpo heim. What do we see? So we'll see that specifically what they praised him has this idea that you are bringing down from the high level to the low level. Rav Yehuda Korilei Shabbos, he called him that he's Shabbos. And also, Mant Pnei Odin Havaya, who's the Master Hashem, Dorashbi, that's Rashbi Shemarichot. As the Rebbe will now explain that these two praises, Shabbos That fits in with this idea. Because in these praises, over here it's hinted how the supreme, the higher, is drawn down, that is relatively distinct and separate, lamata, to bring down lamata. We say to Mizu, not just that we bring down the Elyon lamata, but we bring it down through the Avodah Satachten. We say to Mizu, Shamshochi al Yidei Avodah Satachten, that this Shamshochi is through the work of the Tachten. The Hine, B'Shabbos Kisiv, with regards to Shabbos, it says, Ki Kodesh He, she is holy. The difference between Kodesh means holier than something, Kodesh means it's in essence holy. Kodesh mila begarmei, a world on itself. It's not holier, distinct from something, but it is in essence holy. It's kodesh. Mila begarmei, a world by itself. Hainu. So that means, that what is the level? She Shabbos hu muvdol. That Shabbos is separated, distinct. V'shaloi be'erech l'sheishes yimei hamasa. It is totally not compared at all to the sixth day of action. Yet, ba'afal pikein, and yet, nimshech migidushas haShabbos biyomim shalafon v'shalachrov. From the sanctity of the Shabbos, it extends to the day that precedes Shabbos, and to the day that follows Shabbos, notwithstanding the Shabbos is distinct from the 6 days of the week. As we say, the miyom dalad ve'elechu kamei Shabbato, starting from the fourth day, from Wednesday and on, it's already before Shabbos. Ba'ad yom dalad, until the fourth day of the week, till Wednesday, hu basar Shabbato, is after Shabbos, as the Rebbe brings down the sources for this. And that is in addition, noisuf lazeh, she Shabbos minei mizbarach in kulu yomim, that all days of the week are blessed from the Shabbos. So you see, there's a hemshech, there's a the kedushas Shabbos to before, to after, to whole week. That's a Shabbos itself. The same thing is there as it relates to the person and his relationship with the Shabbos. Even though that Shabbos is holy and it stays there as its own, Yom Tov is made by a Yid, because we have to decide when Rosh Chodesh is, so that tells us when Yom Tov is. So it's up to Yisrael Inu de Mekachi, but in Shabbos is always the seventh day. We don't have to do anything. Always the seventh day is Shabbos. So, notwithstanding Shabbos is in a high madrega, it's not up to the person. The person doesn't do it. The Mekivon, the Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Naila B'Yosir. Since the sanctity of Shabbos is a very elevated Kedusha, which is Kodesh Mila Begar Mekinal, it's Kodesh, a world by itself, Ein Shayich Botfisus Yodam, a person cannot grab hold of it. Afal Pikein, and yet, Niten Koyach Li Yisrael, Lahoisi Begdushas HaShabbos, still it was given power to a Yid to add to the sanctity of Shabbos. Like we say, Zohar is Yem HaShabbos Lekachi. That remember the day of Shabbat, we to make it sanctify it. So, which means while we can't do anything, make Shabbos, but within Shabbos we can add to the Kedushas of Shabbos because we're Mekadesh the Shabbos. Vachi Yisrael Meisifin Gam, Ba'atayin of the Shabbos. We also add in the delight of Shabbos, Kiloshen Razal, as our sages say in the Gemara in Shabbos, that Kol Ha'aneges Shabbos, if you delight the Shabbos, meaning that a person can add to the Shabbos. So you see here, on one hand, Shabbos is distinct, but yet from Shabbos, both Shabbos itself impacts the week, and the person, while he cannot make up Shabbos, but yet he can impact the sanctity, lekache, the light of Shabbos, ma'anigas of Shabbos. So that's the example from Shabbos. In the second aspect that he said, who is the Pnei Ha'odin, that you go to see the face of the Master Hashem, he said, this is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Havaye, who Shem Ha'etzem, Shem HaMefeirish, V'Shem HaMiyuchad. the name of Avaya, Yudke Vavke, that's the essence name of Hashem. That is the explicit name, and that is the unique name of Hashem. Mashein King Zeshu is Baruch Nikra B'Shemot. But this, that Hashem is called a master. Mashein King Zeshu is Baruch Nikra B'Shem Adoin Odin. The fact that the Eibishter is called Odin, Kemaimer Azal, that is, as our sages tell us in Bereshis Rabbo, L'chon Nikro Noe Likris Adi Shem Odin Sha'at Odin L'chol B'ri Yisecho, that you're a master, you're the Odin for all created being. So you have Havaya is the Shem Ha'etzem, the essence, the unique specific name, the highest name of Hashem, and Odin is called because L'chol B'ri Yisecho, because you're a master of all created being, of the Brias. The Noisef Loze, Sheshem Adnai B'Sfiris HaMalchus. To the fact that the name Adnai is in the Sfiris HaMalchus, Uve Malchus Gufa K'moishi Yeredes B'Briya, and in Malchus itself, as Malchus goes down to Briya, Lahav is Esa Oilam Ishvili Yisodin Aleim. Because you have Malchus as it is in Atzilus, and then you have Malchus as it descends into Bria to create the world and to be the master over them. So he named Meloshin Razal, but they specifically use, they don't just say Odin for all create, they say created being, Bria Secho, Sha'ata Odin L'chol Bria Secho Davke, creations, Mashma, Shashem Adnai. So this appears that the name, it appears that the name Adnai who al nivroim elu shem briyas ba'alma, that this is in these creations which are just created being briyas ba'alma. Ubedugmas odin bepashtus, the simple meaning of a master, shatoyer odin hu avodim davke, the description of master is over slaves specifically. So we have pnei ha'odin over here. So we have Pnei Odin Havaya. So you have the Odin and you have the Pnei Odin. What is Pnei Odin Havaya? Who is Ardus the Havaya? That is the union, uniting Havaya, Shema Etzem, in Bechinas Adnai with the level of Adnai, Odin L'chol B'ri Yisecho, the master of all those created beings. So you see also that connection from the upper, from the highest, Shem Am Yuchad, with the level of Odin L'chol B'ri Yisecho. Mezehu gam Mashem Mitzvah Riya Kesiv. Also in the Mitzvah of Riya, it's written, Yero Kol Zchurchas Pnei HaOdin Havay. When do we say this pasuk? When there's a mitzvah to come and see Hashem, so all males have to see the Pnei HaOdin Havay. The Hine. That's when Aliyah L'Regel, Dihine Omr Razal, our sages tell us, Kishem Shebo Li Ro'ois, as to be seen, Kach Bo Li Reis, he also is coming to see. He's coming to be seen by Hashem, and he also is coming to see. The Nois of Lozeh Shebe Eisa Aliyah L'Regel. In addition to the fact that when you'd go up for the holiday, Ho Yuroyim Elokus B'Muchash, you would see godliness vividly. You see, meaning the Riyah hu l'maylo mahasoga, seeing is even higher than grasping. V'horiyah hu gam b'pchines ha'pnimiyas delakus. And not only would you see, but it was also in the inner of elakus, k'meishu kosuv. The pasuk is yiro gomer as pnei Hashem melekechot, so it's pnei ha'odin, havaya. Hine miseyre mezu. But more than this, Shari'iyus Ha'odom Belakus Milmato Lemailo, that this vision, that the person was able to see godliness from below to above, that was on the same way as it was the seeing from above. Kishem Shebo Le'iroi, Skachboliris. That the way he came to be seen, so he comes to see him. Yoshor Yechzu Ponemoi. you see Panemoi, the Panemoi of Hashem, straight. Sharia Shalamato. Vahariya Shalamailo Hem Yoshur Bahashvah. The vision from above and the vision of below are equal. Belochain Nemar Boze Yeiroe as Pnei Ha'odin Havaya. That's what we say, Pnei Ha'odin Havaya. Ki Bichdei Shetia Hisardus Loriya Shalamati Maria Shalamailo. So that it should be that unification of the vision from below that the person sees, the lirois, together with the Rishon Milo, who are Yidei Hamshochas Bechinas Ha'odin Havaya, His Achdus the Odin Im Havaya. The union of Odin in Havaya brings down that the Riyav Elukus Milmata Lamailo and the Leirois Milmata Lamata equal. Yes, Lahisif, there's another point you can add to it, that the mitzvah Siriya Nichlal Gam Havoas Korban. In the mitzvah of seeing, coming to see, it includes also the bringing of the Korban. It's called the Oila Siriya. Kemesha Kosuf, Pasuk says, V'lo Yeru Oponai Rekom. My face shall not be seen empty handed. You bring a Korban. Shebozeh. So with this we see Nira Goydul Ha'al Ilui Davaydes HaBirurim. You can tell the great advantage of the service of Birurim. Shal Yidei Havos Korban Kashmi. That is only through the Korbanos Kashmi is Lo Yiro Ponereko. And the extent is V'Achel Yidei Achas, according to one opinion, this is the that means it has to be even from the lower level. The Alter Rebbe brings the Rebbe the references in the Likutei Torah that a bird is a higher level than the Basar Behema. Also see the Gabi Shchita, but with one siman, it needs two simanim. But in any event, some say, so you need to even go down to the level of Mamish having a Behema, at least to one opinion. That's the way you see Ponai Gilui HaPnimis the Lakus, the revelation of the Pnimis Lakus in a way that you can see it. Ba'ad lebichinas to the level of Yoshur Yechzu Panembe, straight you see, you envision Panembe. Zayin. Vapikol Hanal, Yuvan Gam HaKesher, the Istalkus Rav Shimon Bar Yechoyim Svirisayim. Based on all the above, we also understand the connection of the passing of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai with Sfira Simon. V'achel Yem Histalkus Nikro, the day of the Histalkus Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is called up in Minag Yisrael Torah by the custom, the Jewish tradition, which is the Torah B'Shem Lamed Gimel Ba'Imer. It's the 33rd day of Naimer. That's so we associate it with Oimer. V'inyan Hu, the idea is that Avodah. The Sfira Sa'imer Ibirur Hamidus the Nefesh Abahamis. The service of counting the Omer is the sorting out of the emotion of Shabamis. Ba'afal Pikain. So even though we're dealing with very low sorting out the Nefesh Abahamis, what happens through that? What do we say in the davening? Ba'afal Pikain, or Ba'adaram, not still, but on the Kan Mitzadze. Tafke be mitzvah zu emri mitztafke, but this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer, unusual, powerful language that through Sfira Sa'imer there will be a flow, a great flow in all worlds. Ki avoidas habirurin davke meges lamaylo maylo. Because it's specifically the service of the birurim that reaches higher and higher. Umamsheches mishom shefa. The word shefa, as opposed to oir, loy oir shuho ore bilvad. Oir is merely a ray. Ela shefa, flow, substance, shumhus hadovar, that is the essence of the item. So we're saying you're getting this, the mitzvah surah zaymer. Yisayrim is shefa rav. It's a lot of flow. Bila yoysay shefa rav. And because it's such a great flow, lachain, Mitzad Aribu Shemoy, because of this level of Lot, so much of the Shefa. It extends and it's flowed in all worlds. Ad lo ilom hazeh hatach, until this lower world, ba ilom hazeh gufa, and in this world itself, lemokem machi tachten she'in tachten lemen lematoy mimenu, to the lowest place that there's nothing lower. Be'esh loymar shezohu hakesher di'imei hasfira, that this is the connection of the Sfira days, and within the Sfira day, Behem Gufa the Yom Halak Ba'il Meimer, the 33rd day of the Omer, Soiv V'Tashlum Ha'Avoida, this is the end, completing Avoida the Sfira Ha'Omer, Be'ikore Hamidas, in the main of the Midas, because you're completing the Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hoyt. Doing the hoyd shebahoyd, that's the Lag Ba'Omer. So most of the main midas have been sorted out. Least alkus Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the connection to the passing of Shimon Bar Yochai. Kavedosi shel Rav Shimon Bar Yochai hoyso, because this was the work of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Lerape ulevatulas amechitzas shebein kol hinyonim, to heal and to take away partitions between all matters. To bring down from higher till below. Bibchinas Eson, Bibchinas Oretz, from the level of Eson, which level of Yechida, to the level of Oretz. V'inyin ze oimed begolui, and this idea stands openly b'yoyim histalkusi b'lag ba'omer, on the day of his passing lag ba'omer. Kivavur b'geres hakodesh, when it's hoyt shebehoyt, and that's the time of this Fides Yushpa Shafarav, Kimavur Begeres HaKadosh L'Admar HaZokin, as explained in the Holy Letter of Alter Rebbe, Shebiyoyim HaHistalkus, that in the day of the passing, Hine Kol Avedas Ha'odu Masher Ovad Meshach Himei Chayov, all the work that the person worked for during his lifetime, Aymedes Begolu Kfishi B'Shor Shemekoyru, stands openly as it's in its roots and source. Ukimavur baruch bedrush lag ba'omer besidbon la'ad v'rem tzoy. V'inyan zeh nimshach l'mata mato, this idea extends below ad l'simcha shekipshuta, till literal joy. Ad shemizeh nimshach simcha gadoy l'b'yosem, that from this comes a tremendous great simcha. Ad l'simcha peretzes gather, to the joy that breaks through all the boundaries. Simchas oilom, that's the Simchas Oilam, that's in the Pasuk of Yeshaya, HaPeretzes Gidre HaGolus, which breaches through the boundaries of exile. Mevias HaGula HaMitis VaShleima, brings the complete, true and complete redemption through our righteous Mashiach. The Mashiach Osi L'Osu L'Asove Tzadikai B'Tiyufta, he's going to bring Tzadikim to do Tshuva. Also connected with spreading the wellspring, when Mashiach is going to come, when the wellsprings will spread to the outside, very speedy idea.